What's going on, guys? Thanks for tuning into the Local Crown Podcast, where we're going to teach you how to wage war on your competition and earn your local crown, also known as the top spot on Google. Man, so how do some of the high performers stay focused? Like, how do you stay focused?
By staying focused. it's about prioritizing, keeping a calendar out, know what your priorities are. Like mine right now, I'm in the midst of developing an info product. I've been working on it for over a year. My priority is it. So it takes the front seat. Everything else takes the back. And it's kind of like when you set an appointment with, if you set an appointment with a client, how important is that appointment for you and your business? It's everything. Yeah, that's like the highest level of importance when it comes to, bringing in more clients, nurturing the clients you have currently. And what I say is treat whatever your priority is as high a priority as a client. Schedule it. Put it in your calendar and say, from this time to this time, I'm working on that priority. And from this time to that time, I'm working on priority number two. And look, sometimes life gets in the way. Priorities get shuffled around. But if you do everything you can, like, are you going to do something to move an appointment with a client that is really hot to trot as far as coming onto your business? You're going to do everything you can in your power to keep that appointment. So yeah. When it is about something that is important to you and your business growing and it's the highest priority, I say treat it as important as that big client that you're about to have a meeting with.
Awesome, man. So real quick, whenever you come into a new business and you're helping them get systemized, like, what are the main things that you focus on?
Wow. Well, first they got to be ready. I look into what they're doing now and where they're at. And if they're not ready, then I won't take them on as a client. And that's important. It's just as important to be able to say no as it is to say yes. And that comes from, having a scarcity mindset. I don't want to go in and just to make money because a bad client can be worse than, it could be horrible. It could really bring your company down because of the never-ending customer support that comes as a result. So first I look at their quote-unquote maturity level. Are they at a point where they're a fit first? And then from there, it's all based on the customer. In my particular position, it's case by case. And so I just basically go in and say, what do you have today? And then what do you want? What is your goal? And then I will sprinkle in things that I can do for them. And I will also add on things that they haven't even thought of, depending on their answers to those questions. So it's kind of a living, breathing being. There's no one, templatized answer to. So I just go in and I basically interview them and say, what do you need? And these are the services I can provide. Let's see if we're a fit.
Makes sense. Every single business is unique. And you're also not going to vibe with people because every single person is different.
True.
So makes sense. That's huge. And you have to, honestly, there's a huge amount of power as a business owner in recognizing that you don't have to work with everybody and finding the right people to work with.
It's essential because it can become a cancer to your business, literally. And just, it can bring down your customer service. You want to be sure up front. So one great strategy recommendation would be to have some kind of onboarding form, like an online form where you ask specific questions that the answers to will give you that the power to say yes or no without even having to talk to them. So that saves you time. This is my systemizing. I'm an automation. I was called the automation master by one of my peers, Brigitte Hofferle, and I'm sticking with it. So everything I do, I first think of how do I automate it? It doesn't mean it has to be. I just say, can I? And if I can, I'm going to do it if it makes sense. And one of those would be have an onboarding form and have them go through a series of questions. And again, those answers will tell me whether or not we're a fit. If it's borderline, then we'll have that conversation. I'll say, let's schedule a call. If it's not a fit, I'll just tell them so and be done and move on. And you have to do this with less emotion because a lot of people just starting out, they want to please everybody. I don't want anybody to be upset with me kind of thing. It's going to happen whether you're awesome at what you do or whether you are not fulfilling on what you promised. Either way, you're going to get people that are not happy with you. So just Absolutely. Be okay with that and just say, look, it's not personal. It's business and ego has to go away. That's where the personality, you got to take the personal out of it as much as possible. And when it comes to things like basically rejecting someone.
That's huge. So we've only got a couple more minutes left here. What if there is there anything else that you would want to leave our audience of entrepreneurs with?
Absolutely. And this is just, this is perfect. You know, I was a corporate employee for decades. And it's a difficult hole to climb out of when you have 40 hours of work you need to do for someone else and very little to do to build your own business. And taking that experience, I know now, being where I'm at now, is the most important thing is never, ever, ever give up. Keep going, keep pushing, keep grinding. Don't listen to the naysayers. And most often, unfortunately, those are from your own family base. And that's unfortunate. It's just the truth. And listen to those, you know, get aligned with other entrepreneurs like Trey, others that will help lift you up, others that are there with you that have your back, that are there. And it's, you know, if you have a spouse, you need their buy-in at some point, at some level. It doesn't have to be all the way in, but at some level, or there will be other consequences that come from that. But just never give up, ever. If you have a dream and you want to accomplish that and you have a vision, then just keep going every single day. Stack those little pebbles on each other, one little task at a time, and that will grow into a tower. And eventually you will see, you'll rise above the clouds and see that beautiful sun, and you'll say, I finally did it. So just keep going.
So just stay consistent and lock arms with the right people.
There you go.
Beautiful, man. So what's the best way for people to see more of you?
Wow. TheMindBodyBusinessShow.com. You can opt in there to watch or to get notifications of the next live show. I know that not everybody can make it at the same time. It's 5:30 p.m. Pacific on the West, you know, on the West Coast Pacific, 8:30 Eastern every single Thursday. Brian Carl Kelly on Facebook is another best way to get a hold of me instantly. And if you want to come on the show, we're actually booked through September right now. Got a lot of things going on. I've done 98 shows, but always open to having more individuals such as yourself, Trey, wink, wink, come on to the show. But yeah, those two are the primary ways to get in touch and see if we can go forward together with something.
Awesome, man. Well, I think we think very alike, and I will definitely be in touch with you to see how we can collaborate moving forward.
Fantastic, Trey. I'm glad Andrea got us connected. This is awesome. Me too.
Thank you so much for your time today, man.
You bet. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks so much for tuning in. I hope you learned something. If you have questions, email us at info@thelocalcrown.com. And if you want to get featured in our publication, Inside the Empire, alongside John Lee Dumas, the entrepreneur on fire, Jason Waller, the CEO of Power Home Solar, Sharon Lecter, Dan Caldwell, the man that started Tap Out, and the limitless man himself, Jim Quick, for free, then head over to thelocalcrown.com/become a contributor.